Imagine you're living under an oppressive regime and want to join a protest, but only if enough others join too. Or perhaps you're considering adopting a new technology, but worry whether enough people will use the same platform to make it worthwhile. These scenarios represent coordination problems, situations where each person wants to participate only if others do too. The challenge isn't just spreading information, it's creating what game theorists call common knowledge, when everyone knows that everyone knows something. This insight forms the heart of Michael Choi's groundbreaking work, Rational Ritual. The book reveals why the Super Bowl commands the highest advertising rates, why political revolutionaries organize mass gatherings, and why circular seating arrangements appear across cultures. What makes rituals powerful isn't just their symbolic meaning, but their ability to create this special type of knowledge that enables coordinated action. When Apple launched the Macintosh during the 1984 Super Bowl, they weren't just reaching millions, they were ensuring each viewer knew millions of others were seeing the same message simultaneously. The distinction between private knowledge and common knowledge resembles the difference between a secret and public information. This seemingly abstract concept shapes our everyday social interactions in profound ways, explaining everything from how revolutions form to why companies pay premium prices for public attention. Two coworkers on a crowded bus hear an invitation for drinks. Each wants to join only if the other does, but without eye contact, they can't coordinate. Eye contact would have provided the crucial meta-knowledge, knowledge about what others know. Unlike free rider problems where individuals avoid participation regardless of others' choices, coordination scenarios require mutual participation. When everyone joins in, each person wants to participate because others are. This dynamic appears throughout social life. Political protests need safety in numbers, technologies gain value through widespread adoption, and fashion choices depend on others' expected behavior. Success depends not just on information, but on common knowledge enabling synchronized action. This explains why certain communication methods succeed where others fail. A whispered secret may spread information, but it won't create the mutual awareness needed for collective action, a principle crucial to understanding marketing strategies and social movements. Cultures worldwide develop elaborate public ceremonies primarily to create common knowledge that enables coordination, not just for symbolic meaning. Royal processions and the Ashanti practice of airing grievances before his face transform private matters into public knowledge. Ritual repetition makes the act itself visible to all participants. Multiple sensory channels and audience participation through activities like call and response ensure simultaneous experience and visible attention levels, strengthening common knowledge. The spatial arrangement, particularly inward-facing circles found from prehistoric kivas to modern city halls, allows participants to see everyone's attention and reactions. These design principles create shared awareness of collective moments across various gatherings, from concerts to political rallies. Why do companies invest millions in Super Bowl commercials over targeted ads? It's about creating common knowledge for products that thrive on coordination. Products gain value through both technical network effects, like smartphones becoming more useful with wider adoption, and social factors, such as discussing popular movies. For new products, consumers feel more confident when others are buying too. Mass media's power lies not just in message distribution, but in creating shared awareness. The 1920s Listerine campaign proved this by transforming halitosis from taboo to common knowledge, increasing profits 40-fold through 100 million monthly readers. Research by Choi studying 119 U.S. brands found that social goods command roughly 20% higher advertising rates on popular shows compared to non-social products. This explains why the Super Bowl remains crucial for product launches requiring immediate common knowledge, exemplified by Apple's 1984 Macintosh commercial, which strategically created instant shared awareness among potential buyers. Close-knit communities mobilize more effectively than loose networks by creating common knowledge, despite having fewer total connections. While weak links, acquaintances, efficiently connect society, any two Americans are six connections apart, strong links, close friends, better enable coordinated action. In equal networks, weak links connect broadly, while strong links create local clusters with mutual connections. Strong links form triangular structures where friends know their friends know each other. Consider a neighborhood association. Three close neighbors coordinate easily because each trusts the other's participation. Weak links spread information but lack the mutual knowledge needed for coordination. Network models show coordination thrives in triangular structures with shared awareness. Labor movements demonstrate this, emerging from tight-knit worker communities rather than loose professional networks. Religious communities, ethnic enclaves, and traditional villages leverage dense internal relationships to achieve remarkable coordination despite limited resources. This explains why revolutions often start in universities, factories, and religious communities, places where strong ties enable collective action. Why do companies invest millions in Super Bowl commercials despite cheaper targeted ad options? The answer lies in creating common knowledge for products that benefit from coordination. People prefer products others use, both for practical reasons, network effects with technology, and social reasons, discussing popular entertainment or serving familiar brands. With new products, consumers feel more confident purchasing when they know others are doing the same. Mass media creates shared awareness. The 1920s Listerine halitosis campaign exemplifies this, reaching 110 million monthly readers and increasing profits 40-fold by making a taboo topic common knowledge. Research supports this theory. Studies of 119 U.S. network brands revealed social goods appear on more popular shows, with advertisers paying 20% premiums for these slots, regardless of demographics. This explains why the Super Bowl remains the premier venue for launching network-dependent products like credit cards and operating systems, or visible items like cars and clothing. Apple's 1984 Macintosh commercial strategically created instant common knowledge among potential buyers concerned about compatibility. Western thought traditionally separates rationality from culture and thinking from feeling. This book challenges these divisions by demonstrating how rationality in coordination problems requires common knowledge, connecting directly to collective consciousness and group identity. Game theory's application to symbolic action isn't peripheral but essential, revealing how individual rationality intertwines with cultural practices that foster unity. Benedict Anderson's Imagined Communities illustrates how nations function when members will never meet, coordinate through shared language fields, with daily newspaper reading serving as a mass ceremony of simultaneous consumption. Symbolic events transform group identities through common knowledge. When Nelson Mandela wore the Springbok uniform at the 1995 World Rugby Cup final, he transformed rugby from an apartheid symbol into a unified national emblem, embodying what Desmond Tutu called the possibility to become one nation. In our fragmented media landscape, rituals, from family dinners to sporting events, create both shared experiences and common knowledge essential for social cohesion.